which is why Soto's holding up the market. And it's not specifically for the Mets or specifically for the Yankees, though they're involved. It's just the market will be set once Juan Soto signs, which is why if I'm Pete Alonso, I'm calling Scott saying, can this guy make this freaking decision?
Not Pete's market will be set because nobody's market is going to be set off Juan Soto.
No.
Juan Soto's an outlier.
But what's available for other teams to spend.
Yeah, and so once Juan Soto signs, then Pete Alonso can go gauge, what are you willing to pay me?
Yeah.
And if it's not where the Mets want to meet, he'll be someplace else.
Correct. And I think that's where it's at with Pete. Right. Like, I think that, look.
God, that sucks to be Pete.
It sucks to be every position player. What about Anthony Santander?
Because he's one of the guys on this team, on the Mets.
No, I agree. I want Pete back. Like, to me, my dream offseason, and I don't think I'm going to get it because clearly the Mets don't seem to be targeting an ace, but my dream offseason would have been Corbin Burns, Pete Alonso, and Juan Soto.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the pitching thing is a different discussion. If they can get Juan Soto and keep Pete Alonso, I am on fire about this lineup going into opening day.
Right.
I still have center field and second base available for a young player to eventually emerge, whether it's Drew Gilbert or Luis Angel Acuña. I got Vientos at third. I got Pete at first. I got Soto in right. I got Lindor at short. I got Alvarez. I mean, I'm loaded.
Yeah.
But I don't know if the Mets necessarily feel that way. That's what I want, though. You ask me, Met fan, season ticket holder, freaking customer, loud mouth with a podcast. That's what I want.
So we did the Yankees plan B. The Mets plan B without Soto is just sign Pete Alonso, go find a pitcher.
To my plan B.
Yours.
Okay, because there's a big difference. So my plan B would be this. I would look at the outfield and say, I need to add a right fielder because I don't think I have one. Starling Marte, to me, should be a designated hitter. My young players are not ready to emerge.
Right, you don't trust his availability.
And my center fielders are a platoon right now until one of my youngins are ready. Jesse Winker coming back as the everyday right fielder? Not really. I'd like him more as a fourth outfielder / DH. So I think the Mets are going to need an outfielder. So I think there's a lot of ways they can go.
Yeah.
I think that trading for Luis Robert Jr., a guy I mentioned for the Yankees, makes a lot of sense. I think signing Anthony Santander, who I don't like for the Yankees, but it's different for the Mets, I think makes a lot of sense. I think the Mets are going to need an outfielder more than the Yankees are. Because I think the Yankees have a right fielder. His name is Aaron Judge.
Yeah, aren't the Mets going to need an outfielder regardless?
Yes. No, Juan Soto's an outfielder. So if it's Soto,
I mean, if they get Soto, aren't they also going to?
In my opinion, more of a depth guy. Like, so if they get Juan Soto, I would have Brandon Nimmo in left. I would platoon Tyrone Taylor and Jose Siri with the eye on Acuña or Gilbert taking that job. Soto would be my right fielder.
Right. You want to project or develop the center field.
Yeah, I want to give center field leeway to be a young player. And then DH would be Starling Marte and Brett Beatty.
Got it.
You like that plan?
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I got plans all over the place. Do you approve of that plan, Sean, or not really?
Assuming Brett Beatty turns into Brett Beatty.
Yeah, I think the plan's fine. I think ultimately we keep coming back to Juan Soto needs the sign so we stop worrying about the
right. I understand.
By the way, there are...
we won't talk about anybody else.
There are a lot of reports, Yankee plan B. 90-minute Zoom call, Max Fried.
Say it one more time.
That's what I'm seeing on Twitter right now. Max Fried had a 90-minute Zoom call with the Yankees.
Really? How does that work? Like, are you just having a Zoom call to see if he's serious about coming here and then you negotiate with the agent?
What are you talking
about? What's the Zoom call?
What are you talking about? For 90 minutes.
I don't know. Like, maybe getting a feel if he wants to come to New York. Why waste our time negotiating if the guy's like, nah, I'm a California guy.
Who have you talked to on the phone for 90 minutes? I'm not talking about a Zoom. Just on the phone. Who have you talked to for 90 minutes?
Oh, man.
Last time you were on the phone for 90 minutes?
I don't think I ever talked to my wife for 90 minutes. I haven't talked to my parents for 90 minutes on the phone.
You're right. That's brutal.
And then now you got to look at the dude?
Well, I guess if it's multiple people. By the way, is Max Fried wearing pants? Zoom.
Have you never had a 90-minute conversation?
I mean, I'm sure I have back in, like, high school.
Well, not Zoom.
Maybe in... Not Zoom.
There's just a phone call.
Not a get-to-know-you phone call.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had a business Zoom for
But that's what
minutes.
It is, though. It's a business call, because you think about what the Zoom is. It's five Yankee executives. Let's say Brian Cashman, Lon Trost, Randy Levine, Aaron Boone, and maybe the pitching coach, too. A couple of pitching coaches on there, right? And Max Fried is there. Max Fried's agent is there. And they're talking about pitching, New York, life.
I know, but I'm thinking
about... So it's not just one-on-one.
I'm just trying to think if I'm Max Fried. And I'm sitting in this call, and these people are just talking at me. Like, are you interacting back? Either way, it's a long time.
Right.
Sitting in front of a computer.
Yeah, no, you're
have
right.
A conversation.
It's awkward.
So I know that sounds awesome, Sean. Oh, the Yankee just had a 90-minute Zoom. To me, that sounds miserable from a player's standpoint. I'm being serious.
What if he's the one to keep
it to 30
questions.
Minutes? Tell me what you need in 30 minutes. If it's worth it, I'll come up and visit you guys in person and meet you and shake your hands and see your real faces. 90 minutes sounds miserable.
You guys clearly don't have Italian moms. That's bare minimum for me and my mother.
Really?
90 minutes is bare.
How often are you doing the 90 minutes?
Once a week.
Once a week?
So I could probably call more frequently, 15 minutes. Hey, I'm walking home, just checking in. How's everything going?
That's what I would do. I mean, speak to my parents, but I'll do it for 10-minute intervals every day or something, or every 2 days, as opposed to 90 minutes?
I don't think I've talked to...
And you're checking your phone during that entire time, aren't you?
No. Unless it's like right before football Sunday and I'm trying to set my fantasy lineup or get some bets in or something like that. But otherwise, I try to give her the attention.
All right, fair enough. Let's go to Daniel in Connecticut. How are you, Daniel?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, dude?
Good, what's up?
So when I got in the car, I heard that, Evan, you might be going for a vasectomy?
No, not really.
People are making assumptions, Daniel, because Evan won't tell us what his procedure
is. All
know,
I said is, I have a medical issue. I'm unfortunately not going to be able to be here for a show next week. That'll be the day Juan Soto signs, obviously.
Not really. A vasectomy?
No, it's not a vasectomy, but if you wanted to talk about vasectomy, you're more than baby? Welcome.
I do, because it's not I have the funniest vasectomy story ever.
Oh, go ahead.
So about 6 months ago, I got a vasectomy. I'm 35 years old. So I walk in there, and
so
I don't...
Soon.
Oh, yeah. No, we're two and done. I got two beautiful little girls. I'm done now. But we walk in there, my wife and I, and I don't know why, but every nurse in this place is a bombshell. Top 10, just gorgeous. I've never seen so many beautiful women. So my wife's like holding me tight. We get to the back. They bring it to a room. My wife asked if she could stay with me because they allow that, apparently, no longer after this story. So they're like, well, yeah, but are you queasy at all? And she goes, no, not all. I've had two kids. She gets offended by it. How dare you ask me if I'm queasy? Do you know all the things I've had to do? So when they do the vasectomy, they put a sheet over you, and they have this little picture frame cut out over your, stuff that's going to get cut. So she's holding my hand. He numbs me up, and he goes, listen, you're going to feel like someone kicks you really hard.
Oh, no,
and I said,
thank
okay,
you.
Sounds good. Not really sounds good, but here we go. And he nailed it. That's exactly like somebody just, punted right into you. And I squeeze my wife's hand as hard as I can. And all of a sudden, she looks at me and goes, I'm not doing too good. And goes down.
Where
the doctor and I both had to catch her. So all of a sudden, he calls, nurse, nurse. Two beautiful nurses come running in to lift my wife up and put her in a chair. So now she's coming to. I have these beautiful nurses there. They're giving her apple juice to try to wake her up. She goes out again. Spills apple juice all over everybody, and you hear them all yell, nurses! Five more nurses come in. Leave the door wide open for the waiting room to all see me. Laying there, just hanging out.
Wow.
Picture frame. Everybody, here you go.
Wow.
But we're missing an important answer.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
What? All the nurses came in. Did it move?
No, I mean, it was summertime, and they did have that AC crank, so it wasn't in its peak performance.
Okay, I'm a 3.5-inch guy. So they don't put you to sleep when they give you a vasectomy? Like, you actually have to stay up the entire time?
You stay up the whole
time. Wow. It's funny you say that because, and that's an incredible story. I don't think anyone could top that. Right. So please don't call Luke with your vasectomy story.
That hospital is not allowing wives in ever again.
No, clearly not. I was wondering because all I said was, I'm having a procedure next week. I can't go to the Knick game. I won't be here. It's just, it sucks. It's what it is. And I said, I'm being put to sleep, which is part of the problem. Because when you wake up, you can't like go out and drive.
Right.
Yet people assume it's a vasectomy. They don't even put you to sleep for a vasectomy.
True.
Which I didn't even know because,
either.
I'm not having a vasectomy. And nor will I ever have a vasectomy.
Agreed.
Shouldn't you get the option, though, to go to sleep if you're getting a vasectomy?
I like, would think
you
so.
You should have the pass pun option there. You know what I mean? Like I can't 100%. I don't want to see what's going on there.
Well,
his wife fainted. She wasn't even getting the operation.
Get kicked in the groin.
Well, no,
at least the feeling of it,
because it's a lesser of two evils, according to him, at least.
I mean,
really?
He said two and done. He doesn't want to make any more kids.
Well, what's your attitude on the subject? Are you looking for other kids, or are you kind of letting the world play itself out?
I mean, if it happens, it happens.
Okay. By the way, Fair enough. No, Loogie, with someone with no kids, just shut up. He can do whatever he wants. That's, I respect that. We all have different plans in regards to that. Some plans are, I'm going to get the vasectomy. I do not want to get the vasectomy. And by the way, to my wife's credit, because we're pretty good at two. Yeah. Is the way I do, like, we're done at two. Mm-hmm. I'm free to say that. But she's never once brought up, maybe you should have a vasectomy.
What about her?
We've had with it.
Too tight.
Those are private conversations. No, but we did not have that conversation. No, there are other ways to be protective, obviously. Mm-hmm. But having a medical procedure such as that, I don't want to do it, and she doesn't want to do it. So no, my medical procedure, which is not, I mean, listen, it's not the end of the world. I may die. I mean, it's possible.
But stop.
I don't know what Hurley's plan is. If I'm dead, it could be Ronde. That's the rumor I hear.
Yeah. That'd be my choice. Sorry, Sean.
Yeah.
Jesus.
No, I think he's taking his choice. He's not picking you or Loogie. He's picking Ronde. And who could blame him?
I'm going to have to call those doctors back.
Maybe there's some maybe there's some other internal options he's thinking about. You never know.
I just also want the last 7 minutes of this show to be a message to the Giants or Jets. Can you have good off seasons? Because we want to be talking football.